From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Brown. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Columbia Green Media that sales tax receipts for Green and Columbia counties rose nearly 5% over the first half of 2019 compared to the first 6 months the year before. Columbia County's tax collections were up 5.3%, and Green County's was up 4.9%. Albany and the Capital District both had less than 3% growth, according to a report from State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. Statewide, sales collections rose by 3.3%. While DiNapoli pointed out that the sales tax increases aren't as large as they once were, the numbers are still growing in the Twin Counties. Jeff Friedman, the president and executive director of the Green County Chamber of Commerce, said, and I quote, "We have an expansion in our retail business community, which has certainly helped contribute to sales tax growth. We have just seen a lot of growth in our business community, with new businesses coming in and expansion of existing businesses. It shows the quality of our businesses and the strength of our economy." Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna reports at the fray that Ulster County Republican Mike Roth announced August 3rd on his Facebook that he is running for the 19th congressional seat now held by Democrat Antonio Delgado. Roth believes the Democrats are, and I quote, "trying to destroy our republic by any means necessary, from attempted treason in order to overthrow legally elected President Trump to flooding our country with illegal immigrants. Democrats are creating chaos where legal system is used to delay, stop, or reverse actions of our president," end quote. Roth wrote, and I quote, "Our society is collapsing in front of our eyes where a few elected representatives who hate our country are running the whole Democrats Party towards socialism, where all citizens will be at the mercy of the totalitarian government," end quote. Ulster Republican Chairperson Roger Rasko said August 6 that five or six others have expressed interest in running and that the GOP chairman of the 11 counties in the 19th district will discuss candidates soon. He said, and I quote, "We're looking to see if maybe there will be a primary next year," end quote. Delgado defeated incumbent John Faso in 2018 and has $1 million in campaign money as of June 30th. Read more about this story at the fray. Stephen Williams reports in the Daily Gazette that Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat representing Albany County and the rest of the 20th Congressional District, joined the debate on guns and mental health on August 5th after 31 were killed in mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton this weekend. Tonko wrote, and I quote, "If this perpetual tragedy drove a real national mobilization to get mental health services to millions of Americans who need them, that at least would be something. But I also know that Americans are 29 times more likely to die from a gun homicide than people of any other developed nation. And that is not because America has 29 times more mental illness. Science tells us it's because we have vastly more guns," end quote. He is also asking Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to allow Senate votes on two bills that the House voted for earlier this year for more and more thorough background checks on all gun sales. Tonko said, and I quote, "Leader McConnell won't even bring them up for debate," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Melanie Lekosevic for Capital Region Independent Media reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Boy Scout Troop 42 is busy fixing up its building on Route 32 in Greenville. Previously, the town board approved naming the building after former Scoutmaster David Bettini, who passed away last year after decades leading local scouts. At the July Greenville town meeting, Scoutmaster Colin Toomey asked the town board for permission to paint the building, which they granted. The town board did not commit, however, to chipping in on the paint job. Toomey said, and I quote, "We have taken care and done improvements to the building. Over the last few years, we have painted the inside, we lowered the ceiling and replaced the windows, and put up heavier shades to try and help with heating. We redid the bathroom, replaced some things, and painted the bathroom. What we want to do now is we want to paint the building and we want to do some work in the front. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News, the local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information. Visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.